And today it was the big groundbreaking. They had the shovels and the scoopers there. They're ready now scoopers. To start building the darn
scoopers
thing.
Scoopers and Vikings football seems to go together this year.
Yeah, it's true.
Sorry, and I love my Vikings, but oh.
A guy that was a part of saving the Vikings, because there was talk of the Vikings moving. He was in charge of SaveTheVikes.org, but then when the Vikings determined the stadium,
he accomplished his mission.
Changed the website to SavedTheVikes.org. Corey Merrifield joining us on the fan line. Corey, big day for you. Congratulations.
Thank you, and thank you guys. You guys were a big help with that. And tons of Vikings fans in South Dakota, second largest contingent of season ticket holders, just being relentless with emails and calls and the lawmakers. So thank you guys as well. But it is, you know, given the kind of season we're having, it is a fantastic day to be a Vikings fan, let me tell you. My second favorite team is about to be the Jaguars, because I need them to win. Given the wins that we've been having lately, I really want that first round draft pick. And now that that quarterback pool just got a little bit more shallow, I really would love to get that first pick. But regardless of the field on the play, it's nice to know that we're going to have, you know, another 30 to 35 years to cheer on and yell at these Vikings.
You know, I got to say, Corey, for all the work that you've done, and this is going to seem patronizing, but I mean, I've gotten a chance
You're
to know you over the last few years. Hey, listen, there's one thing I can
patronize
do.
Patronize away.
There's anything I can do, it's kiss ass, because that's what I do. you're not even in Minnesota today. I mean, here's this surreal day that you finally get to put the shovel in the ground, and you're not even there. I mean, how tough is this for you to see all of this work come to fruition, and you're not there for this initial spade in the ground?
You know, it is bittersweet, right? But that was the deal I signed up for. I mean, nobody came and asked me to do this. I did this on my own, and it was a labor of love. I mean, I paid for all of the initiatives that we did for Save the Vikes. I mean, I footed this out of my own pocket, and it was my volunteer time. And I've got a job now that needs me in warm, sunny California, so I'm just going to suck it up and do my job in warm, sunny California and watch it remotely on StarTribune.com. So, while I couldn't be there, the Vikings and the Sports Facilities Authority was very gracious. They allowed me to send my son in my place. And I think that's very fitting, because that's really what I did this for the next few generations of Vikings fans to, you know, be able to enjoy the things that we've been able to enjoy. So it is a little bit disappointing in some regards, but I certainly wouldn't expect him to hold up the show for me. But just the fact that I got the nod and the invite and could have been there was good enough for me. Where I'm really excited is get this thing done so I can go to the game there. You know, let's get out of this metronome and let's get on with it. So, I couldn't be happier that this is underway.
Now, have you moved to California right now, or are you just working in California right now?
I'm just here on business for my employer.
Okay, so, I was nervous that maybe you'd be trying to get an NFL team there in California if you were.
Oh God, no, they've already wanted our Vikings.
Yeah. Well, they're not taking the Vikings. Even if I moved to California, which is a possibility next year, I would still be a Vikings fan, and I would still come home for Vikings games. So, you know, you can take the kid out of Minnesota, but you can't take the Vikings fan out of the kid.
You know, if you had a choice, because we talked to Jeff earlier on in the program, Jeff Anderson, Executive Director of Communications now for the Vikings after the promotion. We talked to Jeff, and, you know, they're talking about what fans might be able to take home as a piece of history and memorabilia and all of that. If you had your choice, Corey, what would you take from the Metrodome on that last game against the Lions?
Oh, boy. I would have to say I'd love to cut out that 50-yard line icon and put that in my garage floor. That'd be pretty.
Wow.
GTA.
You got a big garage.
Well,
that
I'll
thing is huge.
It is a three-car garage, but nevertheless, you know, it would be kind of cool. But, you know, to me, actually, it probably wouldn't even be my, I mean, the goalpost would be kind of cool to put in the backyard.
Yeah.
But that Kirby Puckett seat where he hit that home run would be pretty awesome to have.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to get that one. I think they're going to put that in some museum, maybe in the new stadium.
But I actually might bring my socket wrench and try to take home my two season ticket chairs and put those in the garage. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Jeff Anderson already told us, you leave your socket set, leave your Sawzall out of the stadium that day. They're going to figure out a way to get that done.
Yeah, I'll be talking to Jeff. We'll see. I don't know.
What was the most difficult part in this whole thing when you were with SaveTheVikes.org? Was there at any time you thought that this was not going to happen?
Yeah, there were. And I think I'll probably write a book about this stuff because there's a lot of stuff that people don't know about that I would love to share one day. But there were three times where either different members of the Vikings organization called me, and you could just hear it in their voice, just absolute frustration, you know, down near in tears. Like, it's done, it's over, we're done. You know, if there's anything you can do, if you can talk to the Republicans, if you can get in front of these, you know, anything that you could do. And just, and at one point being, you know, and for a split second being flattered that I was being called for that, and then for the next 10 minutes going, holy crap, is that really what this has come down to? Like, they're that close to being gone. That was pretty tough. You know, for the first legislative session where Tom Emmer killed the bill was a little bit tough, but not as tough as the session after that, where it was, okay, I'm already 2.5 years committed into this thing. I've already got $20,000 sunk into it, and knowing, darn it, I got to go back for a whole nother year, knowing you're committed for a whole nother year. That was tough, thinking you were that close and you just couldn't get it done. But Wheelock Whitney, the former owner of the Minnesota Vikings, very early on when I met with him, made me promise. He told me it was going to be a grind, and he made me promise that I couldn't give up until the first shovel got put in the ground. And today, I breathe a sigh of relief knowing that all the heartache, you know, and the work and the effort and just the crazy life that I had for 3.5 years all, you know, became worthwhile today when they finally got that thing done, knowing there's no more delays. There's no more possible things that could kill this deal. This project is away, and it's going to get done. It is a fantastic deal.
You know, Corey, I remember it was 6 or 7 years ago on this program. I remember at the time going, there is no way that the Twin Cities are going to build a new football stadium for the Minnesota Gophers. There's no way they're going to build a new baseball stadium for the Twins and also build a new stadium for the Minnesota Vikings. And we were talking, what, $2 billion worth of stadiums for the Twin Cities? I thought there was no way that was going to happen. And here we are, 2013.
Yeah.
It's been done.
And we're going to get a renovated Target Center. So, and the debt relief on the XL Energy Center is paid off. So, That kind of brings up, if I got time for like one quick story, I'd love to share it with you guys.
Absolutely.
Right after the bill was passed in the Senate, which basically meant it was going to the governor's desk, who we knew was going to sign it at that point, Ted Mondale and I, Ted, the executive director of the Sports Facilities Authority, walked down the stairs of the Capitol together, and he looked at me and he goes, you know, I don't think people are going to understand what just accomplished here. And he goes, we're going to take care of the Saints and the bonding bill. The Vikings got their stadium. The Target Center is off the Minneapolis City books, which is going to take care of their property taxes and basically renovate that stadium. The XL Energy Center is safe. And the target field for the Twins is already done. He just literally like wiped his hands and said, we've locked up sports in this town for our generation for 30 years at a minimum. And he looks at me and he goes, what else can they throw at us? And it was kind of like, he's right. For the first time in a long time, we're not going to have to worry about any of our sports leaving. We're not going to have to worry about our facilities. We can get back to fighting over the stuff that we usually like to fight about, like property taxes, the general tax fund, you know, and the other stuff that you know, typically belongs being debated down at the Capitol. So it's nice to know that this community is going to remain intact, and the culture and the icons that people affiliate with the state of Minnesota are going to be here, at least through my son's lifetime.
Corey, are you going to be the guy blowing the Gjallarhorn in the new Viking stadium that first game?
I don't know about the first game, but I certainly wouldn't mind, you know, doing something that first season. But I'll just be happy to set foot in the darn thing because it's been a long time coming.
It's gonna be surreal watching this thing go. I'm excited to go up there for that game against Philadelphia just to see this area where in the players' parking lot where Jeff was talking about, where you can actually see that this thing is going to start. And I think that's gonna be when it hits me, being able to see that in person, to be like, okay, this thing, as I told Craig, whether or not you want it, it's coming and it's gonna be there. And a couple of years in no time at all, we're going to be talking about that first game of that brand new stadium.
Yeah. Do you guys have any idea how they're going to do this? Like, have you? So, where they are starting to build behind the dome, they're going to like start building right next to the dome and tearing the dome down. And as they're demoing parts of the dome, they're literally building right next to it. So it gets torn down and they're starting to build right next to it. It is the most amazing thing that I've ever seen, what they're going to be doing in terms of building this thing. They are more. I'm impressed with how Mortensen has pulled this together. It's. I mean, to do something this large in that short amount of time and to be ready on July 1st, 2016, I think it's fantastic, and it's going to put a lot of people to work. So I'm happy for the construction community here in Minnesota and, frankly, the Midwest, because we're going to need a lot of people and what this means to them, because these people have been hit with hard times, you know, due to the recession for the last, you know, 5-6 years.
Hey, Corey, by the way, go to Vikings.com. They have an animation. You'll be able to view an animated illustration of how the Metrodome will come down and the new Viking Stadium will go up in the coming years. So there's a new animation right there at Vikings.com.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's where I saw it. It's pretty awesome.
All right, Corey, congratulations, man. There were a lot of people involved, and it's a great day for Vikings fans with the new stadium coming up. And there will always be debate on how it got done and everything else, but you know what? A lot of people worked hard at it, and it is going to be successful, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. And Chris, hit me up when you come to town. We'd love to see you before that Eagles game, buddy.
You gotcha. I'll send you a text when we're trying to make our way through the parking lot. We'll have a couple of cocktails and some food.
Sounds good. Happy trails, guys. Thanks for all your support throughout the years. You guys are the best.
Thanks, Corey.
See you in a couple weeks, Corey.
Corey Merrifield from SavedTheVikes.org.